4 years ago on election night, voters across the country were outraged when the networks first called the election a little before 8 p.m., naming Al Gore as the winner. Then, 6 hours later, they switched to George W. Bush, then ultimately admitted they just didn't know who'd won. The media based their calls on exit polls, which have been used since the 1960s. News organizations avowed that this election night there will be no such confusion. With us to talk about whether they'll be able to keep that promise is Bob Garfield, co-host of NPR's On the Media. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Jennifer.
The 2000 election was so close. Was it really fair to blame the exit polling?
Well, not for all of the problems. There was a lot of culpability to share. The exit pollers, VNS, which was the name of the organization that did the polling at the time, have a lot of mitigating circumstances to fall back on. One is that their computer model did not sufficiently account for the early voters and the absentee voters, and that will change this time around. But mainly, people walked out of the polling places and were polled by the exit pollers and asked whom they had voted for, and they gave the wrong answer. Because of hanging chads and other quirks of the voting system in Florida, people left thinking they had voted for one candidate when, in fact, they had voted for another. And that got pooled in with the rest of the data and led to bad information being sent to the networks, who themselves, of course, prematurely declared a winner.
Well, this time around, major news organizations, including NPR, are using a new group called Edison Media Research for exit polling. What can they do that VNS couldn't in terms of getting it right?
Well, Edison, in fact, is one of the two component companies in an organization called the National Election Pool, which basically has been hired by the networks and other major news organizations, including the Associated Press, to do the work this time around. It's really just VNS with another name, to tell the truth. It's got a different manager, but a lot of the same familiar faces. And they're doing the polling approximately the same way. And doing it very reliably, I might add. 2000 was an anomaly that, of course, owes a lot of its anomalousness to the fact that it was the closest election in memory.
In 1980, Jimmy Carter conceded the election to Ronald Reagan at 10 p.m. when polls in California were still open, and there was a lot of complaint. People felt disenfranchised. Since then, some states have tried to ban exit polling. There's obviously a lot of negative feeling about exit polls now. Why do networks still use them?
Well, because they're accurate and because they're news. As it turns out, the United States is divided into six time zones. And if you are unfortunate enough or fortunate enough to live in Hawaii, for example, and the results of the election have been determined while you're still eating breakfast, that's just the luck of the draw.
Obviously, there's intense competition among the networks to be first, and the pressure's on if your competitor calls a particular race. What are the news organizations planning to do about that?
Well, that's a very good point, because you'll recall that in 2000, Fox first called the race in Florida, and the other networks, seeing that, rushed to make their own calls. Let's just say that there are competing forces at work here, one to be fair and accurate and correct, and the other not to watch the competition get there first, and caution can be thrown to the wind if you think you're going to lose to the other network.
And in fact, I've read, I believe, that NBC is removing TV monitors from the room where they make their decisions on calling races, so they will not have that influence from the other networks.
Yeah, they're putting the chocolate in the cupboard where they won't see it and be tempted to eat it, but the people always find the chocolate.
Wednesday morning, if there's no winner, what happens then?
It'll be enormously frustrating for me and everybody and every news organization in America if there's nothing to report. One thing you can be sure of is that there will be endless talk about 2000 and how things went wrong and how they're being extraordinarily cautious this time, to the point that in a vacuum of real information about what's going on state by state, we're going to be sick of hearing about how careful everybody is. As a nation, we're going to go, okay, okay, I know you're not sure, but give me an answer. Give me a result. Tell me who won in New Mexico.
Bob Garfield is co-host of On the Media. He comes to us from WNYC in New York. Thank you.
My pleasure.